Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fourth inmate who escaped from a New Orleans jail Friday was captured Monday. 10 in all broke out of that jail. 3 are also in custody, and authorities have also arrested a maintenance worker at the jail, accused of allegedly shutting off the water to the toilet to help the inmates escape. ABC's Faith Abube is in New Orleans.
Now, according to investigators right now, what they're saying is during that internal investigation over the last several days, they interviewed all the employees, and Sterling Williams allegedly told them that the inmates on Friday asked him to turn off the water to the toilet, which they moved out of the way and crawled through a hole behind it.
3 U.S. officials confirming that President Trump will announce the initial plans for the Golden Dome missile defense plan at the White House today. That system would help defend against ICBMs and hypersonic capabilities. Mortgage rates on the rise again, the average rate for a 30-year home loan topping 7%. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
More tornadoes were found just to the south of us in Wisconsin's Dodge County as the National Weather Service continues to survey damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39. But surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading a group of Democratic senators urging the president to close the so-called carried interest loophole. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
According to a letter obtained by USA Today, Baldwin and her colleagues point out that Trump had previously called the loophole, quote, unfair to American workers. They're asking him to follow through on his campaign promise to eliminate
it. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. For the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game 2 of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a 4-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine replaced by the clouds as scattered showers and moderate rainfall moves in. Breezy winds continue to whip us, gusting out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour. High temperatures are stuck in the mid-50s. And rain still lingers tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly,
Freedom Town Chair and Director of Parks for Outagamie County, Justin Schumacher. Do you think the bureaucracy is responding to the needs of the people?
No, I think if it was responsive, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. That doesn't mean we burn the entire system down. How do we solve it? Get involved. Join your Parks Committee. Recognize where we're not good and improve it.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
On Wednesday's show, we'll feature Fanny Z, Jessica Williams, and Jessica George in our veteran salute with Olson Legal Group.
And we're moving with the Melcors. Ben and Deanna will be in the house.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I just wanted to emphasize from my opening rant, my first hour rant, that this provision in the Big Beautiful Bill and in Trump's tax cuts for billionaires legislation, this provision that would say that basically courts can no longer enforce contempt of court unless somebody has put up a bond. With that single stroke, Trump will have basically crowned himself king. No Congress and no courts can stop him. And even if Congress were to try, it would take the courts to enforce their ability to hold hearings, investigations, subpoenas, laws. And without power of the contempt, the courts will have lost that ability. So just wanted to emphasize that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump promised no taxes on restaurant tips. Actually, he promised no taxes on tips, period. And, of course, Wall Street is very excited about that because all these bankers are saying, oh, yeah, you know that $1 million a year bonus that I get? Well, that's not a bonus. That's a tip. I'm serious. I mean, this is you've got a bunch of billionaires and a bunch of very, very wealthy people on Wall Street and in banks and whatnot who are very excited about this provision. Let's just look at the restaurant workers for a moment. Let's just pretend that it's only about restaurant workers. One Fair Wage looked into this, and what they found is that, well, yeah, these restaurant workers may not have to pay taxes on their tips, at least for 4 years. It looks like, by the way, increasingly, it looks like the provisions like no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security, if those even make their way into the final bill, will be time limited, to just the next couple, 3-4 years. And then after that, they'll go away. So if there's a Democratic president following Trump, that Democratic president will be blamed for the tax on tips and the tax on Social Security going back up, number one. Number two, the tax breaks for people making under millions of dollars, the tax breaks for average working people, those will expire in a couple of years, 3 years more or less. But the tax breaks on billionaires will be there forever, or at least for the full 10 years of the reconciliation legislation. But here's where it gets wild. What One Fair Wage found, this organization, found that 33% of people who work in blue states, they call them fair wage states, you know, states where you have a reasonable minimum wage, 33% of restaurant tipped restaurant workers in states like Oregon, where if you work in a restaurant, you get paid the actual minimum wage plus tips. 33% of them are on Medicaid. And in the low wage states, the states that haven't raised the federal minimum wage above $7.25 for their states, in those states, it's 37% of tipped restaurant workers are on Medicaid. And of course, you know, the Trump administration is proposing to strip Medicaid from somewhere between 4 and 14 million Americans, many of them children, many of them elderly, but many of them the working poor, tipped workers in restaurants, for example. So, you know, Trump's no taxes on tips has now become no health care for restaurant workers. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin met with Donald Trump on the telephone yesterday for about 2.5 hours. And, there have been many phone calls between Trump and Putin, apparently, over the last several years, at least according to news reports. And in no case that I can recall did Russia actually provide a readout of the call. Well, they did yesterday. Why would they do that? Because, you know, they want to clarify that what Trump said after the call was complete BS. After the call, Trump said Putin's going to immediately start negotiating a ceasefire with Ukraine. You know, I got a lot done, right? Yeah. Well, this is what Putin actually says, or what the Russian government, they said, Russia will propose and is ready to work with the Ukrainian side on a memorandum concerning a possible future peace treaty. In other words, and then they said, you know, as the possibility of a temporary ceasefire if corresponding agreements are reached. Right. And then they added, and this is mind-boggling, this is what Putin said after the call. He said, at the same time, I want to emphasize that overall Russia's position is clear. Our main objective is to eliminate the root cause of this crisis. Well, what's the root cause of this crisis? The fact that Ukraine is not part of Russia. I mean, you know, Putin gave a 2.5 hour speech on this just a couple of years ago about, you know, we're not invading Ukraine because of NATO. We're not invading Ukraine because we feel threatened. We're invading Ukraine because Ukraine isn't a sovereign nation. It's a Russian state. It's a breakaway state, and we want to bring it back the same way China wants to bring back Taiwan. And we are bringing it back, Putin says. I mean, look at, they've taken a fifth of the country so far. So Trump had said, there is a tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Its potential is unlimited. Likewise, Ukraine can be a great beneficiary on trade in the process of rebuilding its countries. Negotiation between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately. Nah, wah, wah, right. Not so much. In fact, Trump has given the Kremlin a financial out with no accountability. And over the weekend, you know, the day before Trump has this phone call with Putin, they launched their deadliest drone strike so far, killing 11 people in Ukraine. So here we are. Meanwhile, the tornadoes are coming, right? Tornado ravaged Kentucky, Missouri, Virginia. 28 people across these states were killed. Global warming is increasing the heat in the atmosphere, which is energy, which makes weather systems more energetic, which makes storms more violent. And the warmer the air is, the more moisture it can hold. And the more moisture it holds, the more of these rivers of water that you get that produce massive flooding. And, we had mile-wide tornadoes over the weekend in Kentucky. I mentioned earlier, I grew up in Michigan. We had tornadoes every single summer. I mean, it was just, it was part of life. But mile-wide tornadoes? Nah. They would take out a house here and there from time to time. They would, knock down trees and things. But so anyhow, this is going on. Global warming is driving more and more severe weather. And what's the Trump administration's response? They're cutting back on the National Weather Service. In fact, the Weather Service office in Kentucky that warned people typically is not staffed overnight. Now, they did, some of the people working there did show up in the middle of the night on Sunday night so that they could, warn people that this was coming, and God bless them. But the office was officially closed. They were under no obligation to do that. This is just people doing what they felt was the right thing. The St. Louis mayor, St. Louis, Missouri Mayor Kara Spencer on MSNBC said, what we need right now is federal assistance. This was apparently the worst tornado hit in the history of St. Louis. And Mayor Spencer says, our city cannot shoulder this alone. The state of Missouri cannot shoulder this alone. This is the whole point of having a government, is to do the things that we can't do individually. When David Koch was running for vice president back in 1980, he made the point that government should just get out of this business of you know, educating people and building roads and doing, you know, and taking care of people during disasters. He wanted FEMA ended. He wanted the EPA ended. He wanted the public schools ended. All these things, you know, the stuff that is Project 2025, basically. And, you know, his argument was, well, you know, rich people can take care of themselves and they'll, you know, with a little charity, they'll take care of the people around them. And, you know, if we go back to, you know, when millions of Americans are living in poverty, that wasn't so terrible for our grandparents' generation, was it? They survived it. I mean, this is his pitch, essentially. And so, you know, they've gutted FEMA. And again, the mayor of St. Louis, FEMA has not been on the ground, and we have not confirmed assistance from FEMA at this point. And Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Director, in a social media post about the hurricanes in the Midwest, made no mention of FEMA. Instead said, the government will take a backseat to local efforts. She says, we discussed how while the emergency management is best led by local authorities, you know, yeah, let's just dump all those bills on them, because here at the federal level, we've got to gut as much of this government as we can so that we can pay for the tax cuts for our billionaires who put Republicans in office. I mean, it's a nice little scheme, right? Billionaires, Spiff, Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, vote for Citizens United so that billionaires can buy politicians. Billionaires then start buying politicians, and the politicians figure out ways to kick back deregulation and tax breaks to those billionaires. And who's left out in the cold? Who's screwed as a result of this? All of us. You and me. I mean, the rest of us. And that's where we're at now in the United States. Is the gutting of our government to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. And why there isn't like a more widespread revolt against it? Well, I know why. Because Fox News is here. We've got billionaire-owned right-wing media, three different billionaire-owned right-wing television networks, billionaire-owned radio stations, billionaire-supported podcasts, Russia-supported podcasts, all of them saying what Trump does is wonderful.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I mean, they're still promoting trickle-down economics, which, and all that does is produce a nation of peons. 17 minutes past the hour.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?
back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS, now brought to you by Pickle and Bags.
For your next group outing, visit pickleandbags.com.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this extraordinary skincare treatment. Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour, and what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Michael in Falls, Pennsylvania. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My
last
pleasure.
Last December, the SBA was in dire need of more funding.
The Small Business Administration you're talking about.
Yes. You recall the damage the hurricanes did in South Carolina, North Carolina, et cetera. And, of course, the SBA needed money to get those businesses back on their feet.
Right. They typically offer loans.
Yes, yes. And, of course, that's under FEMA. So they passed a bill of, I believe it was $110 million. And Biden signed it into law in December. My question is, does that money disappear when a new administration comes into play?
I don't believe so.
I think, you know, once money is appropriated, it's there until it's spent. What the game that the Trump administration has been playing, though, is called impoundment. This is something that Nixon tried to do back in the day, and the Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional. But Trump is doing it anyway, which is where he's saying, essentially, you know, the Congress appropriates money, and it's up to the executive branch, me, to spend that money. And therefore, I can choose whether or not to spend it. And according to the Supreme Court, no, you can't choose whether or not to spend it. You have to spend it the way that Congress appropriated it. I mean, you can tweak things a little bit here and there, but basically speaking, you've got to get that money out of the door. And this is something that's going to become an increasingly large issue as we go forward, because basically all of these agencies that he's gutting, he's doing it through impoundment, which is unconstitutional, according to the Supreme Court.
Yes, of course, but for months now, various Republicans say, well, FEMA's out of money, which it is not out of money if the money does carry over from the past administration. That's my point.
Right, and the second part of that would be, if FEMA is out of money, then it's up to Congress to appropriate more money for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, either we're going to protect our citizens or we're...
I know. As I said, though, it was passed in December.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. Michael, thanks. Thanks for the call. Eric in Mojave, California. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Tom, good afternoon. What do you call it? I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on what Jerry was talking about from Michigan. That, you know, the Democrats need to start playing the game and fighting hard and just buy a bunch of 86-cent bonds for all these court cases going forward. And, you know, I still think that if I had been Joe Biden, I would have done what Romania did after the 2024 elections, and I would have said, you know what, I don't believe it was real. I don't believe it wasn't fixed. Let's have a recount. Let's have a re-election. And, you know, they don't use the power when they have it. They don't play the game to the hilt like the Republicans do, you know.
Wild stuff. All right, what's on your mind today? Patrick in Chicago. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call. Quick joke. The thing about Republicans and lying, that's why they picked an elephant to be their mascot. The main reason why I'm calling
What do Republicans have to do, or what do elephants have to do with lies?
Oh, because they have really long noses, so Pinocchio, you know.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the story about their memories, but okay, go for it. So.
Oh, well, yeah, that works too, but they have good memories. Anyway, so my main point was I wanted to talk about nationalizing the law, because you talk a lot about the commons and how, you know, that should belong to the public. And it seems to me like lawyers and law practices, like, that should belong to the people. And I don't understand why we have private practices, because that just allows the rich people to buy their way out of lawsuits. And so I'm just wondering if there's something that, like, I don't know about, some reason why the government can't do that. Could they do that? Just shut down all of the law firms and take them over?
Well, if they did, they would be doing it under a form of government that's not what we have. I mean, that's the kind of thing they would do in communist China. But there is a flywheel. There is a counterbalance to the power of big law firms and big money in the law, and that is pro bono work and public defenders. And I've long felt that public defenders are massively underfunded, and that's an area where Democrats should be focusing a whole lot more to more equitably or broadly distribute justice across the United States. You know, a lot of
The pro bono people are kind of the vein that I'm talking about. I wrote about this on my Substack, The Aggressive Progressive, but why can't we just like lump all of the lawyers into like a pool that like the defendants and the prosecutors have to both choose from, and then like they can divide any like money that would be made between them, like, so that both sides get paid, so you don't have lawyers that are like incentivized to like, you know, study the law and find out how ways around it in order to make, you know, lots and lots of money.
Like, well, if all lawyers were government employees, you could do that, but they're not. You're talking about government inserting itself into a private industry. I mean, you know, if you're an independent lawyer, you are basically an entrepreneur. And so, no, it ain't going to happen. And I'm not sure it would even be a good idea.
One quick other point. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. But isn't the application of all the bond thing, isn't that ex post facto?
Arguably, yeah. The Constitution said, for people who don't know what we're talking about, the Constitution says you can't make laws that reach back into the past and change, you know, that basically criminalize things that in the past were not criminal, and then prosecute people for them based on that moment in the past. I think you could make an ex post facto argument, but again, I'm not an attorney, so mostly what it's
Thanks
just going
to
do is create chaos. Thank you, Patrick. Victoria in Olympia. Hey, Victoria, what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought you'd be interested. This came over my telephone. Apparently, about half an hour ago, the House Rules Committee struck the text in the big, beautiful bill that would prevent the courts from enforcing contempt.
Oh, it just got removed?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Well, according to, it came from rules.house.gov, so I assume it's legit.
That is great. So that means that that our pressure campaign is working. That's really good news.
Well, thank God something's working, yes.
Well, thank you for that, Victoria.
Anyway, you bet. We can make our telephone calls about other things.
There you go. Well, let me double check this and verify it. But, for the moment, I'll take your word for it. Victoria, thank you. By the way, somebody called earlier and said, you know, why don't Democrats filibuster judges? And I said, I don't think you can. And it turns out I was right. In November of 2013, Senate Democrats eliminated the filibuster. This was during the Obama administration because the Republicans were filibustering every one of Obama's judges. So they had a majority. They had more than 50 votes in the Senate. So they just changed the rules and said no filibusters for judges. But you could still filibuster Supreme Court nominees. So in 2017... same deal. Senate Republicans this time changed that rule so that a simple 51 votes could pass, and you can't filibuster Supreme Court nominees either. So filibusters are not allowed around judges, just FYI. All right, back to our calls. Andy in Ashland. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the topic of corruption. There's a great article in the Winter Jacobin magazine. The title of it is A Class in Politics. And they point out that corruption is what we're basically experiencing now is the inevitable result of the reordering of the state economy relationship, otherwise known as neoliberalism. Mm-hmm. I've been writing op-eds since 2010 with the Citizens United decision in the local newspaper when we had one against neoliberalism, which really reversed the normal order of the free market.
Mm-hmm.
Creating, as you know, an unofficial alliance between politicians and businessmen. I like what you said earlier. You were talking about corruption, and I think you mentioned some countries that were spoke about corruption and used it as a focus. And I'm wondering what you think about the Democratic Party focusing on that theme of corruption as AMLO did and Sheinbaum did in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And further, why aren't we consulting those people in Mexico? Why doesn't the Democratic Party hire Obrador as a consultant?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they need a consultant on this, but I do agree. The examples that I gave were Zelensky in Ukraine and not just Ukraine, actually. There have been multiple countries now. Alexei Navalny in Russia, of course, with his anti-corruption institution. But there have been multiple countries now where anti-corruption platforms, essentially, have propelled politicians into power. And I think that the Democrats should be calling out Trump's corruption and Kushner's corruption. I think they should be doing it every single day. I think this point that Rachel made last night is, just cannot be emphasized or repeated often enough, which is that autocrats, authoritarians, fascists, whatever you want to call them, they are always corrupt 100% of the time. And that's why they use that autocracy or that power or that authoritarianism to basically, protect their own corruption. And, Democrats need to be all over this thing. I mean, we need to bring back William Proxmire's Golden Fleece on steroids and do it. Andy, thanks for the call. John in Bay City. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long, long time listener from Air America.
Oh, yeah.
I got a funny call yesterday as I was walking into my bathroom on my Bluetooth watch about some girl called me and said, gee, we'd love you to call your congressman in New York and tell him to vote for this big, beautiful bill. But my watch is breaking up a little. I didn't quite hear her right. Initially, I thought she was telling me to call this congressman and, tell him not to vote for the bill. And as she's going on and on with this big, beautiful bill, nice young girl. And all of a sudden I said, wait, are you asking me to call my congressman and tell him to vote for the bill? And she says, yes, it's a great bill. And I said, you got to be out of your mind.
Good on you, John.
It was so funny. Yeah, it was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. Gee, if I knew she was doing that, I would have kept her on the phone for like a half an hour or something, so she couldn't call anybody else.
There you go. Yeah. That's when you start making friends.
I know. But I was just thinking, they must be getting desperate.
I think they are, and it looks like the big, beautiful bill did not pass out of the budget committee this morning.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, Trump called out Thomas Massie, the right-winger from Kentucky who loves to post pictures of his children with AR-15s on social media, for being a grandstander. And Massie is like, hey, tough luck. I'm still grandstanding. John, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is going to be interesting, how this thing works out. 45 minutes past the hour. Right back with your calls in just a second. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Tattoo Addiction is here, now in the Fox River Mall. They are the only walk-in tattoo shop open all day, every day, like no other. Check out their $40 small tattoo special, perfect for your first ink or a fresh addition. And that's not all. Their piercing game is strong. From nose to navel, they've got top-quality jewelry and expert piercers ready to hook you up. While your family shops, get the treatment you deserve. Come meet their experts today inside Fox River Mall. Tattoo Addiction. Walk in, get ink, stand out.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just 10 minutes
before the hour, well, we're starting to see the tariffs now popping up. Walmart is starting to increase prices. Home Depot just announced that they're trying to minimize price increases, but there are some products that they just won't even be buying now that there's a 30% tariff on anything coming from China. So keep your eye on this. I'm guessing that the inflation figures are going to start creeping up. We're already seeing home mortgage rates above 7%. I'm looking at a couple of, you know, the two indicators that I have of the economy are you know, the number of people who are participating or signing up for paid subscriptions on Substack, which has just flattened and essentially collapsed over the last month. And the companies that choose to advertise on our program, which is also flattened out. And I know that it's not just our program, because the ad agency that sells our program also sells about a dozen other radio programs, some conservatives. And everybody's advertising revenue is off right now. Watch MSNBC or CNN and you'll see, public service announcements for, you know, don't drive distracted or don't drive drunk or, you know, whatever. And when you see public service announcement like that, those are just filler because they can't sell advertising. And those are all, in my mind, you know, having worked in this industry, having owned two ad agencies, those are early warning signs that a recession is coming. And it's this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. When business starts pulling back, starts laying off, people stop spending money, demand drops, the economy starts to collapse. Michael in San Francisco. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Market. The yields are going up.
Michael, your phone is breaking up really badly, and it sounds like you're talking to me from the bathroom or something. I don't know what, if you're using Bluetooth or something, if you could just use your phone normally.
Yeah. Is that any better?
Not much, no.
All right, well.
Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can work it out with Mateo. Michael's on line five, Mateo. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I called you a few weeks back, and I gave you a theory on when the stock market was at its lowest. And I told you what I see is I see Trump bringing the rich to their knees. And I believe right now all he's done is he's just let his foot off his neck for a while. And I just want to pitch a theory to you. I really believe that Trump is just a useful idiot. I believe the rich oligarchs and the people behind this have been searching for someone like him for a long time. And now that they have him, they're using him as long as they can. And I believe that once they get their tax break, you know, taxes, the tax cut through, destroying our health care, destroying all of our other stuff, he's going to take his foot back off their neck again and prove to him that he's powerful. I mean, I don't know how else to think about this, but we have Clarence Thomas and his wife that were involved in the insurrection. The media doesn't cover what's really happening. I mean, right now they're talking more about Biden's health than the fact that our country is under assault
by someone.
Jake Tapper's promoting
his book. I mean, CNN is protecting.
And either these owners of these media companies are aware, or they just, you know, they are involved in it. I mean, simple things like Sean Duffy goes on TV and talking about planes crashing, blaming Biden, and they can't simply follow up with simple questions and say, but you did lay off, you know, tons and tons of people that you actually need. So
yeah,
I don't really know how. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I thought you were done. This is how authoritarianism works. I mean, you know, Trump threatens reporters. He says, that's a stupid question. You know, get a real job, he said yesterday to a reporter. And what it does is it intimidates reporters. It causes them to be more docile, more domesticated, as it were. And, you know, and that's not a good thing for our country. It's not a good thing for the press. With regard to your analysis of the stock market, my take is a little different. I respect yours, Caleb. But my take is that Trump let his insiders know, and we have some evidence of this, by the way, that he was going to announce these tariffs and they were going to crash the market. And those people got out of the market. And then he let them know when it was time to get back in the market. He even put it on Truth Social and said, time to buy into the market. And so if you had bought in when he said buy in, you'd be up, 10-15% right now? I mean, it's pretty substantial.
Yeah, in some cases, a little bit, you know, quite a bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even ask Steve Witkoff simple questions like, hey, why is Trump accepting a plane from somebody who funds Hamas? I mean, it's not, I don't even know if you can call it failure. It's choosing to not truly cover what's happening.
I agree. And I think it's because he has succeeded in cowing the press. Caleb, thank you for the call. Tony in Las Vegas. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just an incidental kind of small fact that I observed yesterday. I'm a volunteer at the VA here in Nevada, and I'm sitting there a few feet away from the picture of the president, and a workman shows up and removes his picture, and drills a bunch of holes in the wall, and adds the picture of J.D. Vance.
to the wall.
In addition to Trump or instead of Trump?
No, with Trump. Trump's picture, you know, in all the facilities over 60 years I've dealt with, there's been a picture of the president plus whoever's in charge of that department, whether it's the post office or the VA or whatever.
Right.
Now they are adding J.D. Vance's picture. Trump's picture goes up, and on each side is now J.D. Vance and the director of that department.
Oh, interesting.
That's never happened in 60 years.
Did you ask who issued the order that this happened?
It's been issued across the country that that J.D. Vance needs.
No, but I mean, did this come from Pete Hegseth, or did this come from?
The workman didn't know exactly. The workman I talked to is going to all the VA facilities to add J.D. Vance's, and apparently in all federal facilities, his picture is now being added.
Right.
On the wall.
Right. The question in my mind is, who ordered that?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's why I'm throwing it out to you.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody can call in and fill us in.
Yeah. It was so upsetting because they've never put up the picture of the vice president.
No, I got it. Tony, maybe something's going on. Maybe this is just, you know, this is what authoritarians do. They slap their picture all over the place. Tony, thank you for the call. Amazing. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, ye are it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. Enjoy your day, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-47.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Republican disagreements this week over the GOP reconciliation bill, GOP leaders invited President Trump to Capitol Hill today, trying to shore up support for the sweeping measure that would cut funding to programs like Medicaid and ensure tax cuts for the wealthy. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
The president wants to see action. He wants to see these Republicans get in line, and he expects every Republican to vote yes on this. In terms of what the president might give in, I think he made it pretty clear it's not him that will be making any concessions. He said there are some people who might want a couple of things that I don't like, or he says they're not going to get.
Mortgage rates on the rise again. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage topping 7%. That's the highest level since April. Severe storms targeting the South and Midwest states again today as residents in hard-hit states try to recover. More than two dozen deaths blamed on this week's storms. This is ABC News.